Hi, thanks for being here. This is the Big Time Talker Podcast. I'm Burke Allen in our studios here in Washington, D.C. Our guest today is award-winning author Ryan Wakefield. The book is Journey to Jambalat, and we're going to talk with him. First, though, I want to let you know that SpeakerMatch.com makes our show possible. They're the show sponsor, and if you're a speaker, a platform speaker, maybe you're a meeting planner and you're lining up speakers, you can find out more about one another at the robust online search engine at SpeakerMatch.com. We have brand new episodes of the Big Time Talker Podcast available every Tuesday, wherever you subscribe and download them, Spotify, Apple iTunes, iHeartMedia, and we hope you'll be here for each and every show. Ryan Wakefield is an award-winning author. The book is Journey to Jambalat, and he joins us today. And this is an interesting fantasy book for pet lovers and others. So, Ryan Wakefield, thanks for being here today. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I'm happy to be here.
So this is interesting in that you have sort of these animal hybrids as the characters in Journey to Jambalat. And I want to dive into that a little bit. Where did the inspiration come from for you to do this book in this way?
You know, when I was a kid, I'm not sure why, but I was always fascinated with blending two or three animals together to create something new. And that always stuck with me. And I loved fantasy movies, fantasy stories. And as I grew older, I thought, you know, I would love to create my own world filled with these creatures. So that's really how that started.
When you talk about blending them together, give me an example.
It's like, say, I have a character named Fremy the Frogwar. So he's basically a frog and a jaguar mixed together. We also have, menacing manta ravens, which is basically a praying mantis, you know, and a raven blended together. So, you know, Jambalat's not your usual fantasy world filled with elves, orcs, dragons. So, you know, Jambus, which are what I call the creatures, a Jambalat. So, as I mentioned, we have, you know, friendly frogwars, menacing manta ravens, terrifying wolveraptors, and noble tigeroon knights. So there's some interesting characters in this book.
Who did you write the book for? Who's your target?
The target audience are middle grade readers, you know, between 11 and 14, but adults also love reading this book.
And the kids, 11 to 14, that's a tough discerning audience, especially in today's world where there's so many distractions, whether it's, you know, social media, TikTok videos or video games. As an author, Ryan, you know, how do you go after those kids and engage with them?
Well, you know, I know kids, first and foremost, they love animals and they also love fantasy. So, you know, I just want to encourage kids to basically use their imagination. So if they really do have, you know, a strong imagination, they will love this book. So my wife and I, we've attended book fairs and we've given some presentations, and it's always wonderful to receive feedback from kids that normally don't enjoy reading. And they tell me that they love my book because it's so different.
You, you know, you've got your hands full with kids in a visual sense, but these characters lend themselves to, an animated story. Have you ever thought about, gosh, wouldn't it be great to see this as an animated movie or a television show?
That's my dream, is to see this become either a stream series on like Netflix, Disney Plus, you know, Amazon Prime, or, you know, a big budget movie. I actually envisioned this as a movie while I was writing it. And, you know, this is my first novel, and I've always been, you know, I call myself a movie freak. You know, I love fantasy movies in particular, you know, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings. And while I was writing The Journey to Jambalat, I always pictured this, you know, on the big screen. So that is my dream.
Well, it's interesting you say that. I wonder if, although these are fantasy characters and these blends of animals, are there famous voices or actors that you can see inhabiting any of these characters? Sit in your head.
Oh, yes. Well, there's a character named Professor Bazoom, and he's the main protagonist's best friend, which is Albie the house cat. And I would love Morgan Freeman to voice Professor Bazoom. I think he would be perfect for that. Now, the voice of Albie, man, maybe someone like Chris Pratt. I think he would be great.
All right, Chris and Morgan, if you're listening today, yep. Ryan's putting it out there into the universe.
please contact me. And I think like the main antagonist is a character named Roser the Wolveraptor. So I think for Roser, I think someone like Ron Perlman, he would be great for that role. Or Lance Henriksen. I always loved his voice.
Oh, yeah, from Alien. Sure.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Ryan Wakefield is our guest today. Journey to Jumbalot is his new fantasy book, and it's a Reader's Favorite Award winner. How do you put yourself in the mindset of a young person when you write, and you want young people to read? How do you sort of peel away the layers of that onion to get inside the head of a 12, 13, 14-year-old young person?
You know, I think if you're a highly creative individual like myself, that's easy to do. It's kind of funny. I tell people when I was writing this book, I'm not sure why, but while I was driving to and from work, just being in motion, that would somehow help me visualize like a scene in my book. And then when I would get home, I would start writing about it. But, you know, when you're creative like myself, you're constantly thinking about different creatures, different settings, and trying to get into that mindset is kind of hard for me to explain. It's just something you just really dive into. You just kind of play around with it.
And you talked about, you know, you get inspiration while you're driving. Mm-hmm. I wonder when you shared the inspiration for this book with people around you, maybe people at your day job or people that in your family, and you said, so look, I've got an idea for a book. And then you say, I've got an idea for a book where I'm blending different animals together. Yes. Do they look at you like you perhaps have three heads?
Yes. Yes. Definitely encouragement from my wife, you know, encouragement from my parents. And, you know, I remember 5 or 6 years ago, well, the main protagonist of the story is, you know, Albie, and he's based right on the cat Albert. And I had Albert for about 13 years, you know, and he was a rescue. And he was a huge cat, and the only thing larger, you know, than his appetite, you know, was his heart. So, we miss him.
I bet. But
soon after losing him, I started writing this book. And I made him basically the inspiration for the main character, and just to honor his memory. And I just remember chatting with my wife, you know, I just have this desire to write a children's book of some kind in a fantasy. And she said, hey, I think that's a great idea. And she said, what would you like the book to be about? And that's when I talked about, well, I've always been fascinated with animal hybrids, you know, and stuff like that. So definitely, you know, her encouragement and my parents. I was always artistic as a kid, and they said, you know, we would love to see you create something. And so definitely their encouragement helped me.
Journey to Jumbalot is the book. It's available now at jumbalot.com, mm-hmm. JUMBALOT.com. And of course, also available at Amazon. You have an audio book for Journey to Jumbalot too.
Yes, that was just released this year, and it was narrated by a talented narrator named Bill Lord, and that's available on Audible.
When you listen back to this work that you've done, and, you know, a great audiobook narrator can breathe life into that story, take me inside your head and what that must feel like. So these ideas that you just came up with then, come back to you in that way. What is that like?
I've always been like a visual person in my mind. I work as a graphic and multimedia designer, so I'm constantly creating things visually. So when I was writing this book, as I mentioned before, it kind of played out like a movie in my head. I would kind of picture myself sitting in a movie theater watching this play out. So that's the best way for me to describe what it was like, kind of diving into this world and breathing life into it.
I read on your website a couple of weeks ago that you sent copies of your book to your old elementary school. And
I did.
I
I
thought
did.
that was just the coolest thing. And I wonder what you got back from them and how you feel about, inspiring the next generation of young authors and young readers.
Yes, I did hear back from the principal. His name is John Jordan. There, it's a Harvard Elementary, and he thanked me for sending the books, and they're now currently in the school's library. And when I was a kid growing up, I had a lot of issues with insecurities, self-esteem, self-confidence, and it really made me feel great that maybe there's a student that's currently going there going through the same thing, and that they might actually read my book and will be inspired by that to create their own book. So that was really a great feeling.
When you were a kid, you work as a graphic designer now, which of course really helps with the vision of Journey to Jumbalap. But were
Definitely.
you a writer when you were a kid?
Not so much a writer. I was always drawing, and it's kind of funny that you bring that up, because when I was a kid, I was always fascinated with animal hybrids, and I was drawing some of the earliest renditions of these characters with crayon. So there's actually Fremmy the Frogwar was something that I was drawing when I was in grade school. I just like blending frogs with cats and anything you can imagine.
I think it's great
So.
that you as a cat lover and having Albert all those years that you sort of made him the hero of the story. I think that's fantastic. And I wonder if other, pet lovers, whether they be young people or adults, have come up to you and have said, I see my cat in Albert, or I see, my pet in one of these characters.
Oh, definitely. Yes, I have heard comments like that. And, again, since Albert was the inspiration, a big theme of the book is, battling your insecurities. And of course, Albie starts out as a basically, an unassuming house cat. He's unsure of what he's capable of. And during his journey, he discovers, that he does have the ability to keep pushing through no matter what. So I hope that when young readers read this, that hey, if an unassuming house cat has the ability to keep pushing forward and to try to be courageous in some ways, that they themselves can do that.
Kirkus Reviews calls Journey to Jumbalot a colorful fantasy with wondrous characters in a strange land. Characters in a story like this are still super important, right? Because no matter how fantastical the universe is that you create for these characters, you still have to create characters that readers identify with or empathize with. Would you agree?
I'll agree 100%. You need characters that people can relate to. So, LB, if you're unsure of yourself, you're battling insecurities, you can certainly relate to LB's journey in particular. And let's say sometimes you get angry, sometimes, you're sad. I mean, that's definitely different personalities that everyone can relate to in this book. So that's very important.
You'd said, if I remember this correctly, and by the way, in the interest of full disclosure, Ryan and I met briefly at one of the award ceremonies that he won for the book. He won a Reader's Favorite Award. You had said that this was, am I remembering this right, the first book in a trilogy that you plan to write?
It is, yeah. I have plans to write the second part, and I would like to see this be, fully visualized as a trilogy, and that's my dream.
So to help our listeners visualize this story, would you say there's a lot of action, a lot of adventure in this fantasy? Is there maybe another author or author series, book series that you could compare it to?
Well, it's definitely, it has fast-paced action, you know, full of imagination, heart. And if you enjoy a story about, you know, daring deeds, full of action, highly imaginative, I mean, you will definitely love Journey to Jumbalot. It's just, it's not your usual fantasy. And it's definitely an exciting book that that you could read.
You're going to love the website as well. Again, it's jumbalot.com, J-U-M-B-A-L-O-T, jumbalot.com. You can see some of the great graphic design work that, that Ryan has done and the way he breathed life. You're welcome. Breathe life into these characters to visualize them, including Albie the house cat, who eventually, although he has no desire for adventure, he would rather just lay around and have his belly rubbed, winds up in a place where he needs to rise to the occasion, and he certainly does. Ryan Wakefield, thanks for being on the program today.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Journey to Jumbalot is the award-winning fantasy book from Ryan Wakefield. Jumbalot.com is the website. It's also available at Amazon.com, wherever you get books. And if you have a young reader, a middle-aged reader who likes audiobooks, it's also available now at Audible.com. Hey, thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We appreciate you listening to the Big Time Talker podcast. New episodes every Tuesday right here at Spotify, Apple, iTunes, iHeartMedia, wherever you get them. Thank you, SpeakerMatch.com, for making the Big Time Talker podcast possible. And thanks to our special guest today, award-winning author Ryan Wakefield and his fantasy book, Journey to Jumbalot. I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C. Thank you for listening. Now go out and make it a great day. Bye, everybody.